Let's review. Zok the Mishnah. A bachur neitel pishnayim b'nechsei av, ve'ein neitel pishnayim b'nechsei ha'im. A bachur gets a double portion in his father's estate, but not in his mother's estate, because the pasuk says the loy mishpat habachera, and we expound the word loy as also referring to the father. Therefore, mishpat habachera le'ish, ve'ein mishpat habachera le'isha. Of course, the bachur only applied to the estate of a man, but not to the estate of a woman, i.e., the father, not the mother. Mishnah continues. Ve'ein neitel b'shvach v'loy b'ro kebemuchsin. The Bukhari does not get a double portion of any improvements made to the estate after the father's death, nor in any property that was not yet in their father's possession at the time of the death, because the Pasuk says, Bukhari only gets a double portion of whatever is found in the estate at the time of the father's death. Mishnah continues, a widow cannot claim her ksuba from improvements or future income. Gemara points out, ordinarily, a creditor can collect a loan from these parts of the estate. However, this is one of the special leniencies regarding kesubas. Mishnah continues, someone commits in his kesubah to support his wife's daughters, they cannot collect from these parts of his estate, because these conditions share the leniency of the kesubah itself. Furthermore, the Mishnah continues, when someone performs yibum, marrying the widow of his childless brother, he inherits the deceased brother's estate. Also, if their father dies after the deceased brother, the brother who performed yibum gets the deceased brother's portion in addition to his own portion in the father's estate. However, he does not get the deceased brother's portion of the shvach or the roe, because b'chur kariach mana, the Torah refers to the yavim as a b'chur. And just as a b'chur does not get a double portion in these assets, the yavim does not get his brother's portion in these assets. Mishnah concludes, v'kulam ein leit l'shvach v'loi v'ro k'b'muchsin. All of them do not get a double portion from improvements or future assets. The Gemara explains, Shvach, lasuya shivcha b'nameila, chafura v'hava shuvli shalfuv v'hava tamid. The Mishnah repeats this ruling regarding Shvach, that teaches that not only does he not get a double portion of improvements made by the brothers, but he also does not get a double portion in automatic improvements, such as grain that developed fully or buds that became dates. Furthermore, ro lasuya nichsi da'avi abba. The Mishnah repeats the ruling regarding Roh to teach us that not only does he not get a double portion of possible future assets, but he also does not get a double portion in assured future assets, such as the grandfather's estate. Dr. Mishnah, usually when one sells inherited land, the land reverts to its original owner at Yeva. However, Mayer holds that the following are cases where land is permanently transferred to another, as the Gemara explains, Matana v'Yerushalayim. The Torah only specified that sales revert at Yevil, but gifts or inheritances do not revert at Yevil. David the Mishnah lists the following four things that do not revert at Yevil. HaBachera, the Bachar keeps his double portion because Matana Karirach Mana. The Torah refers to it as a gift, as the Pasuk says, Los Le Pishnayim. Vayirish Asishti, one who inherits land from his wife keeps it because Yerusha Sabal Deiraisa. The Halacha that a husband inherits his wife is Deiraisa, an inheritance is excluded from the laws of Yevil. Vahmiyabim Es Eshes Achim. The brother who performs Yibum keeps the inheritance of the brother because Bukhar Karach Mana. The Torah compares his receiving the brother's Yerusha to the double portion of the firstborn. Therefore, it's also considered a gift. And the Hamatana, gift of land, did Remeir. In all these cases, Remeir holds that the land transfer is permanent. However, Vachacham Aimim Hamatana Kemecha. A gift is the same as a sale. And it reverts at Yebel because the Pasuk says, Beshnas HaYebel HaZais, Teshuvu Ishalach Luzasim. And we expound the word Teshuvu Larabbis as a Matana, to include gifts as well. However, they agree that the other three cases in the Mishnah are excluded from the laws of Yevil because they're considered inheritances as follows. Bukhar, the Bukhar keeps the double portion because the Pasuk says, Losses le pishnai, makash chelik Bukhar le chelik pashim, comparing the double portion to the regular portion. Ma chelik pashim Yerusha, chelik Bukhar Yerusha. Just as a regular portion is an inheritance and does not revert at Yevil, so to the double portion is considered an inheritance and does not revert at Yevil. Ma Yerusha ishta because Yerusha sabab de reis. Because Bukhari Karach Mana. Mishnah cites a third opinion. Rabbi Lazar Aimer Kulam Chayzim B'Yevil. In all these four cases, the land does revert to its original owner at Yevil. And the Gemara explains, Teshuvu L'Rabbis is a Matana. We expand the Pasuk to include gifts of the laws of Yevil, as just as Rabban did. And the other three things, Hanakulam Matana, and Rabbi Lazar holds that these things are also considered gifts, not inheritances, as follows. Bukhari Matana Karach Mana, which refers to the firstborn's double portion as a gift, as the Pasuk says, Losses Lipishnayim. Hayerishas Ishta Yerushas Abad Dirabbanan. The husband inherits his wife only the Dirabbanan, and so it's considered a gift, which reverts a gift. Hamiyab Mesh As Ishas Achid Bukhari Karachmana. The portion of the brother who performs even is compared to the double portion of the Bukhari, which we explained is called a gift. Therefore, in all these cases, the land reverts to original owner by yet. Gemara cites the opinion of Rabbi Yechon regarding inheritance. When brothers inherit their father's estate, they own it all together. And when they divide it, it's considered as if they all purchased their portions from one another. Therefore, all the property reverts to the estate during Gabel, and they divide it once again. The Gemara, however, asks that this ruling is apparently contradicted from our Mishnah. The double portion of the Bechor does not revert at Yevil. Now, if the entire division is considered a sale and reverts at Yevil, the double portion should revert as well. The Gemara answers, the Mishnah only meant that he does not lose his right to a double portion, but the portion does, in fact, revert to the estate and must be divided once again, and the Bechor gets a double portion in the new division as well. The Gemara infers, this means that the other opinion of the Mishnah, who says that the double portion does revert during Yevil, mean that it reverts to the estate completely and he loses his rights to a double portion. The Mishnah cites a final opinion. When one inherits his wife, he returns the land to her family during Gabel and he deducts the price. And the Gemara explains, Kesavi Yerusha Sabal Dei Reis. He holds that a husband inherits his wife not there. However, the Mishnah is discussing a case to have Rishasa Ishtai Beis HaKavaris. His wife bequeathed him a share in her family's burial site. Therefore, it should become Mishpacha Am Rabbanan Lishkol Dinei V'Lahadim. Because of the honor of her family, the Rabbanan ruled that he must return it to them and accept money in his place. Hanun Lachyesh Bechor, where Bechashim completed the 8th paragraph of Sefer Bechoris, we'll begin the 9th paragraph, Ma'aseh Behem, in the next shir, Be'ezus Hashem.